News Team coverage. 94.9 WSJM News Now.
Brought to you by Comfort Keepers of Southwest Michigan, serving Berrien, Cass, and Van Buren counties. Compatible, compassionate, comfortable care. At home in the newsroom, I'm Andrew Green. State Representative Kim Lasada is calling on Michigan State University President Luana K. Simon to, quote, seriously consider resigning. Simon's been under fire over MSU's handling of sexual assault cases on campus. Specifically, the furor is over Larry Nassar case. And Nassar was a gymnastics doctor who's been convicted of molesting girls at its campus office and elsewhere. In an op-ed this week, State Representative Lasada writes she has a daughter in college and another one about to head there. She says she's also the chair of the House Appropriations Subcommittee on Higher Education. Lasada writes, quote, I speak from all these roles when I say I could not be more disappointed in one of our state's universities for their undeniable mishandling of sexual assault cases on campus. She adds MSU, quote, has demonstrated an unacceptable inability to provide justice for victims of sexual assault on campus. Their handling of the Dr. Nassar case has lacked not only transparency but accountability. Lasada says that she plans to hold hearings on the issue to find answers and solutions. Set for this week at the Berrien County Administration Building will be an event for Berrien County Treasurer Brett Witkowski to help struggling homeowners avoid foreclosure. He tells us the director of the Michigan State Housing Development Authority will be on hand to talk about the Step Forward Michigan program.
Step Forward program is a federal program through the state that helps homeowners with their taxes in order to keep the properties. And it's only for homeowners. It has to be in your name. Can't be in anybody else's name. They will only talk with the actual homeowners.
Witkowski tells us someone struggling with an issue like a lost job or an illness can get a no-interest loan through the Step Forward Michigan program. He'll be at the County Admin Building Wednesday at 10 a.m. to talk about Step Forward Michigan. Also on hand will be the treasurer of Van Buren County. The cause of a house fire in Van Buren County's Geneva Township today remains under investigation. The South Haven Area Emergency Services tells us firefighters were called out to County Road 687 near 16th Avenue about 1:45 p.m. The residents of that home escaped without injury. Firefighters were able to contain the blaze to the rear of the home with some aid from Bangor Community Fire Department. South Haven Area Emergency Services tells us this was the first fire for the department's new Ladder 1 truck. It was also the department's fourth response to a working house fire in the past month. The Angels program of Michigan State Police has now been rolled out to every post in the state. MSP First Lieutenant Kevin Caldwell tells us Angels uses volunteers to get people struggling with substance abuse problems into a treatment program.
We can look and try to locate where a bed would be anywhere in the state. So sometimes we have our Angels driving people hours to get to that bed. They can get that treatment.
Anyone with any kind of addiction, even alcohol, can go to the state police post and ask for help without fear of being arrested, thanks to Angels. Caldwell tells us the program has helped 38 people so far this year since it was rolled out. Anyone who wants to be an Angel should call their local Michigan State Police post. More than 10,000 pounds of food has been sent to pantries around Michigan thanks to this year's Harvest Gathering food drive at the Michigan Secretary of State's office. Spokesperson Fred Woodhams tells us items were collected September through November. The branch office with the most food collected was in Sparta.
The Sparta office, which gets donations, I think, from store chain locally, they brought in many thousands of pounds of food. The Detroit Livernois office collected more than 700 pounds of food. So people across the state were very generous this year.
Woodhams tells us Michigan Secretary of State's office works with the Food Bank Council of Michigan to distribute the holiday donations in addition to the items dropped off. The drive collected nearly $2,000. Woodhams says this year's drive roughly matched what the office sees in a typical year. Preventing more species from winding up on the endangered list is the goal of a new bipartisan effort in Congress being spearheaded by Michigan Representative Debbie Dingell. The Dearborn Democrat is co-sponsor of the Recovering America's Wildlife Act, which was introduced last week. It would provide $1.3 billion each year to state wildlife and habitat management programs to protect at-risk species. Dingell tells us more than 12,000 species of fish, wildlife, and plants nationwide could benefit.
Sometimes we don't think about the importance of all of these species and the fishery and wildlife to our economy in Michigan for the outdoor enjoyment of people, for the jobs that it creates, the food, and many other things.
Funding for the bill would come from an existing tax that's paid by energy and resource industries for the right to develop on federal lands. It generates about $10 billion each year. The measure is co-sponsored by Nebraska Republican Jeff Fortenberry. Dingell tells us it has the support of many energy business and conservation leaders. If your house is decorated with festive lights this holiday season, remember, you could possibly be saving some money on your energy bills by upgrading. Consumers Energy spokesperson Brian Wheeler tells us those old C bulbs that you may still be stringing up around the house cost about $15 a month to run. He says you should go with LEDs.
LED light bulbs are available for Christmas lights as well. So if you're using those energy efficient lights, your monthly cost can go down to as little as 10 or 15 cents, really, to light up your home.
Or you could go with mini lights, which cost about $1 a month to run. Wheeler tells us the very first Christmas lights ever used would have cost the equivalent of $300 per month to keep going. As far as staying safe, Wheeler reminds everyone to check their Christmas lights for frayed wires or broken sockets. And coming up this week will be a chance to ring in the holidays with some music, courtesy of Benton Harbor Area Schools. The Benton Harbor Area Schools Holiday Concert is this Wednesday from 6 to 7:30. It'll be at the High School Performing Arts Center. The school district tells us it'll be an evening of music, dance, and drama for the whole family. Students from multiple Benton Harbor schools will perform. They'll also end the evening with refreshments and snacks. There will be a clothing giveaway before the show. That'll be going on at the High School Commons from 4 to 5 p.m. this Wednesday. WSJM News Now continues with your Hilliard Lions report.
And closing stock prices for Monday, December 18th, 2017. U.S. stock indexes closed at records on growing expectations that tax cut legislation would be passed this week, propelling the Dow, S&P, and NASDAQ to all-time highs. The Dow posted its 70th record close of the year, the highest ever number of record closes in a calendar year. The Dow Jones Industrial Average advanced 141 points to 24,793. The S&P 500 added 15 points to 2,690. And the NASDAQ Composite Index climbed 58 points to 6,995. In stocks of local interest, American Electric Power was down $1.04 to $75.50. J.P. Morgan Chase was up 82 cents to 106.96. IBM was up 83 cents to $153.33. Apple was up $2.60 to 176.45. Fifth Third Bank was up 43 cents to $30.44. Stryker was up $1.30 to 155.55. And Whirlpool Corporation was up 87 cents to close at $165.36. This is Dan Norton with Hilliard Lions, where we take a team approach to your investment needs. We are located at 2900 South State Street in St. Joseph.
WSJM News Now continues. Transportation safety investigators on their way from Washington, D.C. to the train crash site in Pierce County, Washington today. ABC's Andy Field says a system recorder should help them discover what caused the deadly Amtrak derailment.
It was the first run of the Amtrak Cascades Train 501 from Seattle to Portland when it derailed south of Tacoma, Washington. The NTSB's Bella Dinzar says they'll look at a number of factors that might have caused the deadly derailment.
Operations, mechanical, track, signals, human performance.
Nearly all of the 78 passengers on board reportedly sent to the hospital. It's unclear exactly how many died in that Amtrak wreck near Tacoma. Andy Field, ABC News, Washington.
Hospital officials say at least two people in critical condition, 11 others seriously injured. After that train derailment outside of Seattle, four hospitals say 50 people are hospitalized. They didn't immediately report all of their conditions. At least one person was in surgery. A bill to reform sex harassment on Capitol Hill is expected to be introduced later this week. ABC's Sabrina Marshall has more from Washington.
The House is moving forward on a bill to reform the Congressional Accountability Act. That's the bill that was passed in 1995 to handle discrimination and harassment claims on Capitol Hill. Following the recent multiple sexual harassment claims and the use of taxpayer money over the past two decades to quietly resolve such disputes, Committee on House Administration Chairman Greg Harper will now put forward draft legislation to reform the reporting and settlement process. The legislation is being circulated among Democrat and Republican lawmakers and could be ready for a vote early next year. Serena Marshall, ABC News, Washington.
President Donald Trump says a new era of competition is underway and the U.S. will follow his 2016 campaign doctrine of America First. He says, quote, America is in the game and America is going to win. Trump spoke today on the nation's new security strategy. He said the United States, quote, will stand up for ourselves and our country like we have never stood up before. He called for competing with every instrument of our national power. Speaking of that national security strategy speech today, ABC's Lana Zak was at the White House with a look at it.
The president blamed previous leaders for what he characterized as contributing to America's decline, and he focused on strengthening America's borders, ending chain migration, and increasing America's economic competitiveness. It is notable that the president did not stress, as previous administrations have, the role of the United States in defending democracy and human rights abroad, and perhaps most notably, President Trump called out Russia, China, and Pakistan by name. Lana Zak, ABC News, the White House.
Georgia Power's top executive has apologized for a power outage that crippled Atlanta's airport. He says he realized it inconvenienced thousands of people. The CEO said in a phone interview today that a switchgear failed, causing a fire that spread the cables coming in from two substations leading to that outage. The countdown is on for the Republican tax bill vote. On a course for the president's desk later this week, ABC's Serena Marshall breaks it all down for us from Washington.
It appears they have the votes, and this week Republicans will cast them for the Senate-House merged tax bill. House Republicans will meet tonight behind closed doors to rally support before voting to send the bill to the floor, and the earliest that House floor vote is likely to happen, Tuesday night. On the Senate side, the majority leader also expects to send the Republican bill to the floor for a vote this week, with Senators Marco Rubio and Bob Corker pledging their support Friday. Even with Senator John McCain at home recuperating, it looks like they, too, have the votes to pass the bill and get it to the president's desk by the end of the week. Serena Marshall, ABC News, Washington.
Mourners remember a Kentucky state lawmaker who took his own life. Here's Ryan Burrow.
The funeral for former Kentucky state representative Dan Johnson included bikers who drove their motorcycles up the long driveway to the full Heart of Fire Church in Louisville, the same church where Johnson served as a pastor. A large U.S. flag and a smaller Don't Tread on Me flag could be seen fluttering nearby. Johnson committed suicide a day after he announced he was resigning from his job as a lawmaker. He was accused of molesting a woman when she was 17 years old. Ryan Burrow, ABC News.
And a near record opening for the new Star Wars movie. Jason Nathanson has more.
Woo-hoo! That's got a kick!
$220 million. That's the estimated opening take for Star Wars: The Last Jedi. Not only is it $20 million more than predicted, it's the second highest weekend movie opening of all time, after Star Wars: The Force Awakens, which debuted with a tick under $248 million in 2015.
I am not a fighting bull.
And hats off to Ferdinand. The animated adaptation of the children's classic opened with $13.3 million. Impressive, given the competition. Christopher Watson, ABC News.
WSJM News now continues with your weather forecast, brought to you by Comfort Keepers of Southwest Michigan, serving Berrien, Cass, and Van Buren counties. Compatible, compassionate, comfortable care at home.